All right, guys, good evening, and let me call the board of directors, it's December, and good to see you all. I don't think we have anybody on Zoom, and with that, I think it's just us kids for the moment. We'll leave that on just in case Ryan Hayes joins us, and I'll talk about Ryan, I'll talk about Rhea, a couple of our board members and all that sort of stuff when it gets to my section. So with that said, welcome, and with that, we always begin with a few moments of silence. Thank you, everyone. Do I have any additions, changes to the agenda as presented? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
I got a motion. Second.
Second.
I got a second. Thanks, guys. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. Thank you. All right. We were to have Ryan Payas, a board member. He's going to be joining us as the parent rep in January, and he said he was going to join us for via Zoom, and I don't think he's there. Maybe he'll pop in. I hope he does. I've sent, I believe, his resume out for y'all's consideration. Do I have any? Well, let me put it this way. For both Ryan and Mr. Ott, Ray Ott, who will be replacing Hans, if you have any issues or concerns, please call me. Let me know. I think we've got a couple of great I'm getting a little concerned about too many aviators, too many flying Air Force weenies. So I got him, I got you, I got these guys. I'm getting a little concerned about the aviation community when this is a Marine ground pounding, typically, group of folks.
Scott, can I ask what year Ryan Payas' cadet is?
He's a freshman, I think.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's a freshman.
We do a lot of close air support.
Yes, you absolutely. Thank goodness.
The Chair Force does come in handy.
Yes, the Chair Force does come in handy. With that said, minutes. Minutes were published. Any additions, corrections to the minutes as presented? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
All right, I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Passed. Wonderful. Let us go to public comment. Public comment period. I don't see anybody from the public. Anybody on Zoom for public comment period? Very well. Show that closed. Very well. Brother Jim, to you, sir.
All right.
Treasurer's report.
The information should have been sent out and received. I did that Monday. So, and there was hard copies over here.
Yes.
Split them out in sections, and I'll take my mask off while I'm speaking. But so we started the month at $310,451 between the two accounts, $60,286 and not a change in the checking account. And the savings account at $251,64.99. During the month, there was a deposit made on the 26th of November for $98.72 coming from Classy. I'm assuming it's Hans because that's what the traffic was at the November.
Yeah, is that you, $100?
Yep.
However, as I pointed out in the email there, I have not seen any of the reporting out of Classy. And as you see the activity of most recent activity, there's additional deposits that have come through the Classy platform. The outgoing that took place and checks were written to First State Grain Kings, and all three checks were written on the 24th for $17.26 for David's consulting services for $51.54 and Brooks Container for $163.19. On the savings account, we have $3.70 of interest, and the USDA came in on the 1st of November and took out the two loan payments. So at the end of November, from a checking account standpoint, $278,564.98. Is there between the two accounts, $53,334 and $225,220.69. The three checks that I wrote at the end of November were not cash, so that's why you see the differences down at the bottom there where I do the reconcilement is against the WSFS bank statement. You have copies of the WSFS bank statements for each of the four accounts. And I, again, will go to, and I apologize for, well, on mine it is counterclockwise, so I have to change it here. And as I said, I also gave you most recent activity when I pulled the bank report. As of yesterday, so you see the deposits, the tank, USDA came in on the 1st of December to take their two loan withdrawals. And on the checking account, as you see there, the three checks were cashed. I wrote in November, as well as 5 additional classy deposits were made. Again, I do not know who made them and cannot confirm or deny the validity of the dollar amounts that are there, but it's $98 on the 10th, $979 on the 9th, $466 on the 8th, $23 on the 6th, and $192 on the 3rd. So classy is moving, so that's great. So I'm going to say there's roughly about $1,750 worth of classy deposits.
Cool. That's wonderful. And Leslie, do you have a sense of, like, who they are or
yes.
any of that? Okay, you
yes.
got all that. All right, she'll talk about that
yep.
when we get there. Cool.
One other piece that's out there, Scott, the traffic between you, David, myself. We did approve the estimate for Maston Electrical, but there was no formal approval of the $10,950 invoice. That's dated 10/15. With your permission, I'd like to go ahead and do that so I don't hold it up any further. That leaves a balance to that quote amount since they have not invoiced us for the remaining balance.
All right, and which one was the Maston piece?
Maston was $14,000.
$14,600
to install the electrical system in the new pole building to include the following panels. So they have billed us and only invoiced us, as far as I know, $10,950, and that's all I'm paying, but we didn't have the official sign-off sheet
right.
for that, so I want to make sure we're all on.
All right, we're good there. And then, Dave, when we get to that section, I want to talk about the insulation piece and all that stuff, because I didn't sign that one yet.
Yeah, thank you for bringing it up.
All right, cool. All right, so Treasurer's Report, do we have any discussion or issues on the two accounts, anything else there, Jim, on as it relates to the WSFS?
For myself, no.
All right, let me make a quick note. We've got a couple of folks back there. Hello, Ms. Hope. Good seeing you. Ms. Meeks, good
Hello.
Seeing you. Madam PSO. Well, sort of not, maybe, like, not soon.
Well, through March.
Okay.
That was till March.
All right, through March. Very well.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Right. All right, very well. Any additions or questions on that? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the Treasurer's Report?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second? Verity, thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstention? Seeing none? Pass. Cool. All right, moving in, remaining in numbers, Pat, I think we are now to you and budget narrative.
Katie's on.
Oh, is Katie on?
She is. This is for the November fiscal year 22, about 42% through the fiscal year. State appropriations have been set since the 30th count. On September 30th with 456, so that really hasn't changed. Because of the difference in our May 1st count, that we've received most of that money. Our local funds, we've all had all the preloads, the final payments are now arriving. And just in November, we received $280,693. Other state funds that I had mentioned, you know, at the time that we had not received 100%, they're all 100% funded at this time, and that's our tech block, sustainment fund, MCI, and our grant, opportunity grants, two of them. It's really one they listen to, I don't know why. Transportation, they're still working out the final numbers. That was due right before Thanksgiving. We've received $415,217, which is 88%. And just reimbursement in November from the Marine Corps DRTC was $58,927. we're going to be getting around $15,000 a month. That is not going to be our monthly. That is a lot of back pay and other trips that when the colonel and them put in, those reimbursements come in. And I have a separate sheet for that we keep that. So
are we, Bob, are we in generally good support, particularly on the salary side, for Quantico and all that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. And the other piece is just reimbursements for Raiders.
Bus trips.
Driving. Bus trips, yes. Yeah.
That's a variety of things we're catching up on.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right.
Expenditures for this month in November, $160,675. That's right above where we want to be averaging, around $160,000 per month. With that, breaking it down, transportation and student athletic travel was $66,177. That's going to be about our average per month. So you can see that's a big chunk of it. Other expenditures, and we're talking about our supplies and copiers, was $19,804. That was a little bit up, and that's because we talk about part of our consultants is Barbicane and Thornton, and they billed us $6,900 that month. And so that's why I included their name in there. So that was a good chunk of it. Utilities are, $5,728. IT professional services and hardware was $12,000. $8,000 of that was software maintenance related to, educational purchases. And just going down the list here, the other big hit is student body activity at the very bottom. Was $20,866. Breaking that down was our ball, which was $12,000. All the payments for Vet Fest. And then, of course, all the chairs and tents that we had for induction day / homecoming, he billed us.
Yep.
So that finally hit. That finally hit. So that's why that number, that student body activity, is so large this month. So, I mean, all in all, between the Barbicane and Thornton and the student body activity, we're running about normal.
Yep.
I will tell you, though, building and grounds is running a little bit higher, and that's only because we're contracting out in the evenings again. One of our custodians has been down on disability for... Went short-term disability, came back, went back out short-term disability again. So we're short. So we have two people coming at night to help out. So,
is this a contract? I assume a short. Now, how's that contract? Is there short-term? We get sort of month-to-month kind of thing.
It is month-to-month.
Yep. Okay.
So, but it'd probably be in our best interest to keep it, and instead of hiring. Like I said, their best is to keep it. So that's pretty much our expenditures.
All right. On that, I did have a question. Where was it? Utilities. How are we doing on City of Clayton natural gas? Are we even or up to speed with those guys? Are they billing in a normal pattern, or is it sort of on and off? And next month they'll be... Because I think if I remember... It was either October or something that was a really big hit because they didn't bill us in September or something.
Well, they usually bill us at the same time, but until we get it processed. You have to keep in mind that at the beginning of the year, the same people that are doing other things are also doing the bills. And it'll also be messed up in December, too, or in January. Because, anything that hits during December while we're out will not appear on next month. It'll appear in January. Whereas we might have paid it. So January might seem a little bit larger than December.
Okay. All right, very well. Questions, guys? Anything catching your eye on the narrative? Okay, Pat, anything else you want to hit?
Just the federal grants. They've added to it. So we're up to $1,091,000.
How did they add to it? I don't understand. Because I remember it was seven something.
It was almost $900,000 last time. $727 is our ESSER 3, and $261 is our consolidated for this year. Okay. Plus, we have remaining consolidated from
last year.
And Well, and they added a few to the consolidated. They have a new ESSER, or American Recovery Plan. They added some IDEA money for special education. So that money's sitting in here. I haven't completed it yet to do it, but we have. I'll have that done shortly, and we'll put that towards salaries. And we have remaining $845,000. That number will be coming down because out of those grants, four of it are salaries alone. So that'll bring that down somewhat. So that's where we're at. We're in good shape. Like I said, we're hitting our average, and things are looking good. So
okay. Wonderful. All right, guys, any discussion about the narrative? Seeing none? Cool. All right. Very well. I think we've got that. CBOC, guys, we don't meet till again in January, I think. I reported last month. I don't have a report this month, but let me double check. Yeah, CBOC will be 20 January, 1 o'clock here at the school. So no report on CBOC except 20 January at 1. Very well. Moving along. Pat, Comnos report.
You got to approve the web report.
I got a web report.
Yeah.
Because my paperwork was not in...
Trying to keep it straight there, sir.
Order. Take a look at the web report. You guys know which document it is. Any additions? Any issues? Anything catching your eye? Yeah. Reggie says he's good. So I think we're...
Pat, real quick. The food services, is that the 142, does that ultimately get reimbursed from the...
We're at 100%.
Yeah. Everything's 100%. That's right.
So it should, the offset should be up on top with revenue? Yep. Okay.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve web report?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the web report, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, passed. Wonderful. Let me take a quick break. We passed public comment period, and I don't know if you wanted to do a quick report on PSO or anything going on there.
Sure.
Boss?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Introduce yourself again.
Hello, I'm Melinda Meeks. I've been the PSO board with Mary Hecker for the last few years, and we're about it. That's all we got. We are getting some interested parents. We did have a little buckle in the waves a little bit, but that's kind of calmed down. Mary and I will be actively participating with the PSO through March 20th, probably through the end of March. We'll see what happens after that. But we do have to stay on until at least March 20th because the Gaming Commission finally approved our bag bingo.
Oh, my gosh. You've been talking about that for... It's been a full 2 years? No.
Yeah. It's a thorn in my side. We have to stay on because if we're not present, the Gaming Commission will pull it.
Yeah, because it's issued under your names.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So we do have funds in the WSFS account that we plan on trying to make sure we can do whatever we can before we head out. There is also funds in the school account, and then the new and upcoming board members, once they are voted in, we'll create some new bylaws since there should be an actual full board instead of just the two of us. They'll create bylaws and they'll get a bank account and they'll get everything situated. And we plan on sticking around to make sure we can help them in any way we can.
Wonderful.
And then after that, we will be alumni. So.
Great. Wonderful. Thanks. And that's all again for your support of the PSO. and all that stuff. You guys been around a long time?
Yeah.
Tons of good stuff.
Are you able to write up like some history for them? Like, I feel like
we have a binder.
Okay, great. Because the golf outing like was amazingly
that was a
successful.
Home run.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes, to the
our
sponsorship
friends,
was
Shoreline.
Super helpful. So awesome.
Absolutely, that was a big deal. Did you guys, just as a side note, did you guys do your tournament again this year?
Yes, we did.
Who was the benefactor?
It was Tee It Up. The golf Tee It Up thing, and they did not generate as much money as it did for the First State Military Academy.
Aha! Uh-huh. That may be because this was a great organization and the PSO was engaged.
We had a lot of support.
Yeah, that was a great, that really was a great event. All right, cool. Anything else?
If you think that there's things that the PSO can be of use, you know, why Mary and I are still here, we definitely want to hear about it. You can email us. We're still holding meetings. We didn't hold a meeting this month. Like I said, there were some waves in the system, but we do have a meeting scheduled for next month.
Please send me the date. If I know, if I remember, it was like December 6th or something, that it was a Tuesday night, and that was supposed to happen. I know it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I don't know any of the other details to it, but if I can, if I'm around and there's an opportunity, send me the date of your next meeting. I'll see if I can't come by.
Yep, our next meeting is January
19th. All righty, let me see what's going on in the world. As I take a quick moment, I can tell you that session for sure. It's a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at least I'll put it down. All right, and we're here. What time?
6 p.m.
All right. Who knows what's happening on the 19th with our friends in the building. Any questions for Melinda? Okay, cool. All right, very well. I think we're back to, we got web report done. Pat, I think we're back to you, Commandant's report, all that sort of stuff.
So with enrollment, we're at 103 applications as of yesterday when I sent this out.
Super.
The good thing is that the month of November, we didn't really do any advertising except on our webpage, and we're about 20 more than we were previously the last 2 years. So we're still running about 20 more than where we've been in the past. So
right.
I just think that has to do with, just us being around. The longer we go, the longer we're here, more people know about us. We did put ads out in the papers, and I'll tell you right now, I was looking at the enrollment, and we didn't get many hits. Not a lot of increase in enrollment. Actually, as you know, our open house, while it was well attended considering in the past, we did not get the people who said they were going to come came. So, we've done new things, and yet everything still stays the same. So, I wanted to throw that out there. We're ahead, and we'll keep looking at things. But the News Journal is an expensive hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very expensive hit, and I don't know how much traction we got out of it. Of course, the postcards are out. In November, we really didn't have the postcards or anything out. And we were 30 more then, so that's a good sign. And as you know, most of that was word of mouth. So we'll see how it goes. But Dan put together a sheet that tracks. I send him all the last 3 years of enrollment and tracks. And usually our greatest enrollment is January, February. So we'll see how it rolls there.
Well, for Reggie and Leslie, you guys have been with me a number of times now for open house and all. Any comments, Leslie, on sort of where you think folks are coming from? And
I mean, I think historically we hear it's just, they know somebody who goes here, which certainly word of mouth is the best. I think my concern is are they the ones that's sticking around? Like we get them in the door and then, stickiness, I guess. So, but I think,
Cool. Pardon me. Keep talking.
Yeah. Word of mouth is the best advertising we have. Right. So it's great. But it doesn't hurt to, go through other avenues and venues and see what to drive some people. And, it's always, you never know who you're going to get something in the door.
I'm just surprised at the cost.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I don't know. I'm not surprised.
The journal
was
for 11 days. It was $3,000.
Yeah. They're all dying because everybody's online. Anymore.
Right. Well, that was news shows online, right? I mean, we did both, right? It was online and paper.
Yeah,
so,
there might be another.
Yeah.
Yeah, there might be another.
Not surprising.
What kind of success do you get with postcards?
That's probably our best bet, isn't it? As it goes, we get a list of all the eighth graders in the state, and we send them all their addresses. The only problem is that schools aren't updating their rosters. Because we got about a stack there.
I know you go to, like, do you do open houses, like, or whatever? There's, like, I know Providence Creek, you go there. Like, and, like, how many of those have you participated in?
We did, the K-8 charter schools will do it. Mm-hmm. But none of the ones that have high schools or none of the districts, they don't want you around their middle
schools. Have you done other besides Providence Creek or no?
No, we weren't invited by none of, like, MOT has its own.
Okay.
Newark Charter has its own. They're not going to invite us. Odyssey has its own.
Right.
Aspira is getting their own. So, yeah, they don't.
I just saw, the other FSMA, I saw they had one. And I was like, I don't know, the Montessori Academy up in Wilmington, and they don't have a high school.
Yeah, I think we missed that.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't know if that was, how you experienced
it.
How
expensive is the postcard deal?
About the same as the ad for the news.
I think they forgot to send me a 3,000. Give them a call so they can send someone else out.
All right, that's for you. Make sure it happens.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
I think one of the things we need to look at down the road, and I brought it up before, is going out to not just the eighth graders, but eventually going out to the seventh graders and start thinking about it, because I know they're thinking about it, and especially the ones whose parents are very involved. By the end of their seventh grade year, they're already got ideas where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's, if it's $2,000 or $3,000 more to hit them too, but I think the dividends would pay off for us in the end. But as we talked at the last meeting, we need to know where we want to be. Because we, the worst thing in the world to do is, have...
Oversell.
Yeah, oversell and have too many kids want to come and have to, turn people away.
All righty. With that said, why don't we take a 5-minute break? Dinner has arrived. The list is there. Make sure, 'cause some of us forgot what we ordered. So check your list. Check that. And if I can have a motion to adjourn for 5 minutes for a break, and we'll resume.
Motion.
Do I got a motion? I got a second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye. Aye. Pass. All right, 5-minute break. Thank you.